Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Tuesday, 10 minutes after 5 in the a.m. I got to quit. You know, have you ever gotten your day started and you just have this nagging feeling like you've forgotten something? That there's something you're supposed to be doing. There's something that... And I cannot put my finger on it to save my soul. I am trying as hard as I can to figure out what is it that I have forgotten today.
My goodness, I've forgotten my pants.
Hang on a second. Let me check. No, that's not it. I'm not wearing pants. I'm wearing, these cargo shorts? I'm a man in his 40s. Am I too old to be wearing cargo shorts? I don't think so. I think I can still pull off the look, don't you think? Yeah, I'm doing all right. So, no, I've got pants on, and as far as I could tell, everything ran pretty smooth for the opening of the show, right? All the buttons were buttoning, and the dials were dialing, and the meters were metering, so I don't know what it is. I cannot, I can't think about it. You know, it took care of the dog, and everything else seems to be moving along just fine, but can't think of what it is. I would love to today. You know what I would really love to do as part of the show? And because of FCC rules, we can't do it anymore. This is why the FCC sucks, is it? You used to be able to do some really fun things with a radio show, but you can't do them anymore. I would love to call people around, just random calls, and ask them how they feel about the United States winning the World Cup and get responses. And I guarantee you that we would get a lot of people go, wow, that's awesome. I didn't know that. Because let me ask you this. How many people do you think, if I were to call up and say, who are in the finals? What teams are about to win the big... Nobody knows.
We're not up to the finals yet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's if I were to call them, if I were to make, hey, how do you feel about, did you know that Bangladesh won the World Cup? They would be like, wow, that's amazing. What? When? How? You see what I'm saying?
You know, in big cities, if we go back to the not quite golden age of radio,
yeah,
60s and 70s,
yeah,
AM stations were still king.
Yes.
AM stations would play a lot of music during the day, but some of them would have these crazy overnight talk shows.
Hey, everybody.
In large cities, the jock would play a few songs, but a part of the radio show would be to call random people up in the middle of the night or early in the morning. That you would get, say, some phone numbers from the newsroom. Oh, yeah. Look, we're going to call up Mayor Smith.
Why can't we do that?
No matter that it's 3:30 in the morning, let's call Mayor Smith and ask him what's going on today in our big city.
And, you know, we couldn't even call payphones now. I mean, where's the closest payphone from here? Can you identify a payphone on the street?
In Beloit is the nearest payphone.
We can't even do that. We can't call a payphone.
In fact, if you are a fan of the classic movie Rocky, when he and Adrian are about to have their makeout in Rocky's dumpy apartment, and then he goes out for his run just before the training music begins, when he wakes up, the radio is on one of those shows.
Well, yeah. Adrian.
The jock is making random calls to people and is waking people up.
See, that's the way radio used to be done. I don't understand why we can't do that anymore. I think it's a great thing to do. Wouldn't you love to have this show wake you up?
Just a random, hello, is this the Brown residence?
You know what? I think we ought to do that. Let's make that one of our next things, is if you want the morning show to wake you up, you write to us and submit your information, and we will wake you up at a form of our choosing. Maybe we'll do it by calling you. Maybe it'll do it by rolling up in the station vehicle and just knocking on your door.
Of course, the all-time classic was finding the phone book back when we had phone books.
Phone book.
A family named Dunn. We are calling the Dunn family. Hello? Are you Dunn? Yes. Then wipe yourself.
Oh, ha ha ha.
See? It never gets old.
Only if you haven't had enough coffee. All right. So I think it would be fun. I think it would be very, very interesting to do that. I want to bring back the era of prank phone calls. I truly, truly do. I think it was a fine time in our American history. Oh, well, we'll see. All right, I'm going to try and walk around the studio and figure out what the heck it is that I have forgotten. I don't know what it is, but I've forgotten what I've forgotten. That's it. I forgot what I forgot.
Here's a cute story. A woman in New Jersey is dating a cardboard cutout of Bradley Cooper. And there's some drawbacks. She said that the most awkward part of the relationship was meeting the cardboard cutout of his mother.
That was the tough part.
Yeah. But they're... they're deeply in love. They go everywhere together, unless, of course, it's raining.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.